Blog Talk Radio.
Our roots began in Africa, where we enjoyed self-determination and freedom, which were rooted in our sovereignty. Peace, family. Welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Dare to Win is the place where we have sobering conversations about the economic plight of Black people and the imperative that we build the global economic machinery that will free us and once again put us on the path of making history. We at Us Lifting Us have developed an exact methodology on how to build this global machinery and pass it forward to our children and future generations. To join tonight's conversation, please call 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or ask a question. If you prefer to listen on your computer, go to www.usliftingus.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, click on the Dare to Win button, then click on Listen Live. At that time, you will be on the Blog Talk Radio site. If you want to get reminders from Blog Talk Radio for upcoming Dare to Win programs, click on the follow button. ULU members, we have our own social media community. Please join if you have not already done so. There is a Dare to Win group, and we would like to have your feedback on past Dare to Win programs, as well as topic suggestions for future programs. Please use the same name to join the ULU community that you used to join ULU. Registration is now open for the 2024 ULU Annual Convention and Members Meeting, which will be held on Saturday, the 9th of March, and Sunday, the 10th of March, in Atlanta. The theme is UBCs. It's a family affair. This is our first face-to-face meeting in a few years. Think of it as a family reunion. Go to www.usliftingus.com to register. I am Sister Q, and joining me for this evening's discussion is Brother Sermon, who, like me, is a member of ULI. Our topic for tonight is the Nutricide Lifestyle. Peace, Brother Sermon. How are you doing tonight?
I am excited to be in with the family. It's always exciting for me to be with the family again.
And it's always exciting to have you with us, Brother Sermon. To begin with, you know, I like definitions. So what is Nutricide, Brother Sermon, and what is the Nutricide lifestyle?
The definition of Nutricide is the nutritional destruction of the black race. And this was published quite a few years ago by our ancestor, Dr. Africa, Raila Africa. And if we were, well, actually on Us Lifting Us, can actually see a picture of the cover of the book. And the cover of the book has been changed But the first edition, I think the cover said a lot, and it had an image of a tombstone, and the tombstone said, Mr. and Mrs. Negro, they ate themselves to death. And decades ago, when he wrote that book, it's common, as far as I know, whatever the percentage is, the majority of our people are still eating themselves to death. And beside the tombstone, there's a reef, and it has dollar bill insignias, I believe, on the reef. And then there's a sign that says, flowers donated by the sugar, the cola, the meat, the dairy, alcohol, drug, lard, salt, and flour companies. And so Nutricide lifestyle, the large number of our people, whatever that percentage is too large, that are committing nutricide throughout their lives, and they're representing to the world, to the babies, to the children, to the people, to continue that. And the babies that don't know better, because the babies, it's common that African babies come out of the womb born geniuses. It's common, even though most people think it's uncommon. That ain't true. It's just that when they come and get in touch and get indoctrinated by the pollution of the mind from various sources, that makes it to where so many of our geniuses go forth and be unrecognized as geniuses. It's our responsibility to correct that. That's what we've got to do to change that, and we've got to do it through Nutricide is the nutritional destruction of the black race. And my using that name, the term Nutricide, I say, as I have for years, is that we have to nutrify. The Nutricide of the online dictionaries, you know, they don't, most of them don't recognize the name, but one of the things that we must do as African people, we must name ourselves and be self-determining for ourselves and do like Dr. Africa did and come up with the message that's appropriate for our minds. And Nutricide is very appropriate for the ones that are living that Nutricide lifestyle, and they live their entire lives. And early in life, they start suffering and taking medications and having surgeries and spending their days suffering and taking poisonous medications. And we can break free of that. We've got to nutrify, and that will help us. And another thing that many people haven't heard of, but something that I coined decades ago, and that is being medically minded. And so many of our people are medically minded, meaning whatever bump they get a cut or a bruise or some small-scale bleeding from a wound or whatever, they go running, and that's the only thing they can think of is the drugstore, the doctor, some prescription drug. And there was a time, the original people who wrote the world's first medical encyclopedia, I believe it was the world's first documented multi-genius, Imhotep, there was a time that we only relied on what nature and the universe had to offer. And we must break free of this medically minded thinking and be thinking in terms of what nature and the universe can provide for us, and that it's enormous what nature and the universe has for us. And to take it on a higher note in terms of what I just said, Brother TRS-1, somewhere in the recent years, he was having a conversation, and he said, we've got to go back to nature. And then he said, wait a minute. He said, God, the universe, and nature. And he said, I just gave you a weapon. God, the universe, and nature. G-U-N. God, the universe, and nature. And we've got to go back to where we, the original people before the invaders came in and corrupted our thinking and other things that they did. Use it. Whether you call it God or you call it energy, go back and be highly involved and on a daily basis with God, the universe, and nature, and we can heal ourselves and stop and eradicate nutricide, the nutritional destruction of the black race.
So, Brother Thurman, are you saying that part of the nutricide lifestyle would be this medical mindedness that you speak of?
Yes, because my experience with many people that I've dealt with in terms of caregiving and taking them to medical institutions it's a horror story. It's a war zone horror story to watch what our people are going through in wheelchairs and things like that, and they're being medically minded, and the pimps have got their mind, and we've got to break that cycle. Before I go any further, was there something else that you wanted to say?
No, I just wanted to make that clear link between the nutricide lifestyle and an aspect of it, which is being medical-minded.
Yeah, that term medically-minded, if you take it and write it down and put it on a card and watch it and just let it be something that you carry with you and you just observe people, there's just a whole bunch of people that are suffering and polluting themselves and polluting the planet included because they are so dedicated to being medically-minded. And so a message that one of our Africans wrote is that, so you acknowledge that the government is corrupt, but give them complete trust when it comes to medicine, health, and vaccines. But the ones that give that complete trust, in my view, my experience, they're medically minded.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had the opportunity that so many healing crises or eases that we have, nature has something that can take care of it. Matter of fact, if I think in the messages that the Twa, T-W-A, Africans that are among the original African people, the original being, human beings on this planet, they have said that their teenagers are so in tune with God, the universe, and nature that they can find a healing remedy for over 300 for most any ill, but they can find, they know within, they can take you in their world community, in their, where they are until the invaders started crowding them out, but they could identify 300 healing remedies right there within Mother Earth. And we just have... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think many of us can do that right now.
Well, that's true, and that's a result of the miseducation system that has our people medically minded and committing nutricide as a, and they commit it as a lifestyle. So they're getting all kinds of promotions and things, you know, through the mail, and people out on the street vending or selling them, you know, two pizzas and a great big drink and whatever, you know, it's so-called a bargain price. But the first part of that, what they think is a bargain, is they're setting themselves up to get sick, to get sick diet, and which is Nutricide. And it's cruel to the to the person, but it's cruel to our families. Our families have to go through so many changes with those of us that commit Nutricide as a lifestyle, that they get sick, they have a long list of names of things that we already know about, high blood pressure and diabetes and kidney dialysis and on and on. And it's all naturally correctable if you have those issues. People have corrected their diet and got free of diabetes. And there's a lot of diabetes folks have been saying for decades, you know, that no, it ain't possible. But they're saying that because their medically minded thinking got them on a restriction. And so Brother Tau Tau, spelled T-A-U, Brother Tau Tau says, African people are in an international prison death row waiting to be killed. We eat the enemy's food, worship their God, dress up in their clothes, educated by them. Genocide, menticide, fratricide, nutricide are all means designed for our death by our enemies. And pause right there in the program, because the question was, how can we tolerate this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And but we still have to recognize that when the people have been miseducated, damage has been intentionally placed in their thinking, and we've just got to take corrective action. So that's why the word is, those who know must teach. I think I already said that. And we've got to have go back into like the ancient Africans, you know, that delved into African deep thought, and we need to go into deep thought about everything. And somewhere in my notes, I didn't know if you had anything to say. I wanted to go to something else, but so the subject.
One of the things I wanted to address, like you were talking about the Nutricide lifestyle and how people are medically minded. You mentioned the education system or miseducation system. However, I think television plays a big role in all of this because of the ads you see for stuff that's not real food, and also the ads that you see for the pharmaceuticals, so that people are basically programmed for, you know, the Nutricide and the medical mindedness. And you mentioned how we trust the government, not realizing that the government is behind all of these things that cause your pain and suffering.
Yes, and you're so right about that trusting. And just for example, a brother put some information out about black demographics, and this was based on some demographics from 2021. what he goes on to talk about, and he's got some charts here, and the chart shows a chart of married black men, and it shows that the bigger piece of the chart or the pie is that 85% of all black men have a black wife. He goes on to say when it comes to married black women, 93% have a black husband.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to that miseducation and how we've been deceived, he says, you know, I find it so strange that the following chart shows that 85% of married black men and married black are married to black women, while only 8% is married to white women, and 93% of married black women are married to black men, while only 4% is married to white men. Now, if movies, advertisements, and commercials are supposedly to reflect reality, then why is it that over 98% of these commercials, advertisements, and movies are showing black men with white women and black women with white men? Shouldn't only 8% of the black men in these commercials, movies, and TV advertisements be with white women? And shouldn't, and he goes on to just say that the advertisements, the commercials, it's very clear that someone is trying to control our media through subtle propaganda. This is clear-cut truth that there's a concerted effort amongst executives of major corporations to separate black men from black women. If you can make black men lose desire to be with those, to be with black women, and make black women lose desire to be with black men, then our demise as the nation of, as a nation, will just be in place. I'll stop it right there. So yes, the side lifestyle, it focuses majorly on your diet, your nutritional intake, and nutrifying yourself. But we cannot, we are a total package. It's at least a 360-degree package, and you can't just take one section of it and think that you're all right. It's kind of like growing up hearing folks say, I've got the good Lord, and that's all I need. But they're eating bacon and pork chops and cola and things like that. And it doesn't, in reality, it doesn't work like that. And so we've got to address all of the emotional stuff, and it's just like among the many things that we've got to address is how we've been mistaught in perception about each other, and how black men that are mistaught treat the black woman versus how it would be that the black woman and the black man would treat each other when we're in our right mind and not out of our African mind. And someone wrote a message recently that says, with regard to the black woman, it says that if you've got an issue that needs to be discussed with your black woman, he says if somebody says something about her or attempts to do something to her, it says defend her in public and correct her in private. Don't give anyone a reason to disrespect your woman. And we've got to stand up and defend each other in public. But if there's something that needs to be corrected, we do it in private. We don't do it to the world, in front of the world, so that people can spend their days having hee-hee, ha-ha moments laughing at each other and degrading each other. And as sisters and brothers are waking up, there's a rise in terms of the consciousness rise of appreciating and falling back deeper in love and deeper in knowledge about the workings of the mind, body of the black woman. And recently it was posted on the Us Listen to Us Facebook page. A brother did a 60-second piece, and he says that he has reached out and tried to contact every woman, black woman that he ever had any relationship with, and wherever he was successful, his message was to apologize for whatever he may have done that caused them distress of any type. And he said he was not concerned about whatever the woman did. He's only concerned about sincerely apologizing to everyone that he could contact for whatever he did. And he's going forward in life on a much higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to correct the damage that's been done and the misinformation on every subject area. And another very prolific writer and motivator is Brother Titka Mayat Kilimanjaro. And recently he wrote that he saw a discussion about revolution and revolutionaries. He went on to say it was hard to find a way to explain such a complex phenomena with a simple analogy. But he goes on to say, revolutions are like tomatoes. You can't pick them before they are ripe. You can't birth a baby at 2 months instead of 9 months. A revolutionary is the midwife ushering in the society pregnant with the new one that replaces it. Although you can induce labor, usually those born in the moment that the water breaks for the new society's birth get to deliver that baby and set up the new form of society on a different historically evolved new material basis. He went on to put it in words to say that when the time is not ripe, just like when the tomato and other plants are not ripe to be harvested, then the time that we should be seeking is when things are in place, that the time to move higher and take more direct, open action in terms of the revolution that will free us. And we're not talking about just going out in the streets and fighting, but a transformation of your mindset. And I hope that gives some insight on it. And he went on to add at the end that we are approaching such a maturity with capitalism/socialism within the next decades, or it could be sooner. And we'll see what modern revolutionaries will do with the chance to not only overthrow, but also replace with a completely new system of distribution, exchange, and consumption to fit the revolutionary, this new model. I'll stop right there. Any questions or comments about what I just read?
There are no hands up. I think that what he's saying is evident, you know, when you look around, how people are now thinking differently about the whole, just about everything in society. And if you've been paying attention to the news and stuff, they have been showing the discrepancies between what we've been taught, how we've been taught society runs, and the way it is actually run. So people are waking up and are more open to the idea that we need a new system. Brother,
yes, Sherman,
we have a hand up. So I'm going to take this call.
Okay.
Caller with the last 4 digits, 3176. Please state your name, where you're calling from, make your comment, or ask your question. Thank you.
Greetings, family. This is Brother Auntie calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Beautiful.
I just want to...
Peace, Brother Auntie.
It's great to hear the conversation this evening. I've been thinking about this subject quite a bit, and I agree wholeheartedly that we are in a moment, a historical moment, when the world is very rapidly approaching a ripeness for a revolutionary change. And New Ujamaa, which is the economic model or paradigm that Us Lifting Us is presenting to our community, is such a revolutionary model, in that capitalism and socialism are systems that are still based primarily on materialism,
mm-hmm.
whereas New Ujamaa is a system based on African spirituality. Now, to Brother Thurman's point, it requires a higher vibration and a higher consciousness, and thinking at a higher frequency to appreciate the value of a spiritually based economic system. And Brother Thurman, I couldn't help but just continue to amen you as you were talking about the Nutricide and the Menticide and all of the various ways that, unfortunately, we as a people are undermining our own development and forward progress by ingesting into our bodies the various poisons that cripple us and make it hard for us to raise our vibration. So we definitely need a lifestyle now, I think, that moves us towards being the best selves, the best expression of ourselves. In other words, we really do have to change our diet in radical ways, because we have been conditioned by the medical professions. We go to the doctor, and the doctor tells us that our numbers look good, our sugar levels are okay, our blood pressure is okay, and yet and still they know full well we're anywhere from 10 to 50 pounds overweight. They know that we're consuming high amounts of animal protein. They know that we're pre-diabetic or diabetic, and that over the long range, this alone will cripple us. And they never suggest or tell us that a plant-based diet would eliminate that problem. And so they'll put us on insulin or some chemical for the next 20 years that slowly undermines our liver function. And so we have to pull out of accepting the medical profession's modalities for health and healing, and do everything that we can to elevate our own consciousness and to be capable of what Brother Thurman refers to as a deep thought. If we're serious about moving towards the revolution that the ancestors and the planetary forces are shaping for us to lead and to participate in. So I just want to commend you for it's such a comprehensive conversation that you're leading tonight. Some people would feel, well, that's really asking too much. But the kind of paradigm shift that enables us to actually participate in and lead a revolution requires that, to Sister Q's point, we turn off the television. That's not going to give us any information that's going to help us to think soberly about the kind of changes that we're making. And then the last point I'll make, and I'll get off and listen to your response. Since the beginning of the year, I went back into my comedic yoga practice, put myself on a 15-day master cleanse, and it was amazing. By day 10, I couldn't even listen to the news anymore. I just turned it off and went to some jazz music, because we're constantly bombarded with lies and with the narrative that the corporate ruling elites and their media outlets are always feeding into our heads. So we stay riveted to what they want us to think about. But as our consciousness evolves and the frequency increases, we discover that that information, that noise is really detrimental. And we would be better off listening to our own music and engaging in really deep conversation about the kind of world that we want. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to commend Sister Q and Brother Thurman for sharing and leading this conversation tonight, because we as a people really have to become very, very new people, new thinking, new consciousness, so that we can be at the forefront of the revolution that is going to unfold. And I agree, Brother Thurman, I think we're looking at within the next 10 years. So thank mm-hmm. you for this, and keep pushing the good word. Peace.
Yes.
Peace.
Thank you, Brother.
Yes. Oh, Brother
Thurman.
Yes.
Sister Q. One other thing I did.
Yes.
I just want to invite and remind our listeners, and you've probably already said it, Sister Q, that our annual meeting is coming up on March 9th and 10th, and a deeper understanding of New Ujima as an economic model is a part of what we will be discussing, and so it's so important that we really understand the scope of this very revolutionary shift so that all of us can play our part in making this reality. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you, Brother Onti. One of the things that Brother Onti mentioned was his reaction to the news after so many days on his master plan. And I think part of that is that our news is fear-based, and fear has its own frequency, and it creates its own chemicals that we become addicted to, and that's one of the reasons why people have to go get the news every day. They have to get that fear fix. And so it's interesting that he said that once he started, when he got so far into his cleanse, he could no longer deal with the fear diet, which is, I think, part of the nutricide and the menticide aspect of being medical minded and everything like that.
I agree. It's all right. And I certainly appreciate everything he had to say, including his 15-day yoga practices and meditation. And my sister wrote in the month of February, it could have been a year ago, but it says, as the winds speak, this is a great time, talking about the winter winds, this is a great time to meditate and allow clarity to come and shed light on some of the chaos, and to meditate and allow clarity. We need clarity because there's mass confusion in the minds of the people, confused thoughts, confused behaviors, including nutricide, confusion. When we get clarity, we'll break free of that. And along the way of the meditation, which Brother Onti has told you about his outstanding results, is that in his own words, he was saying, which is part of the meditation process, including yoga, is taking time to be silent and not to be listening to no artificial devices, just to be silent. And there's a lot to the subject of silent power in Africans that historically delved on a like daily basis of African deep thought. And just today, I saw a picture of some brothers in a house that was, they daily come together to discuss the deeper issues, as it said. And the way the house was built, it had a low ceiling. And even though they were sitting upright, it was apparent with the picture that there was no headroom to stand up.
And they say they designed this particular building where they meet and get into the deeper issues of the community and the planet, They say that they purposefully made it so that it wouldn't stand up, so it would discourage anyone getting angry and standing up and shouting and or fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just some African deep thought that they are thinking so deeply about the ceiling in their meeting place that you couldn't stand up. So it helps to encourage not getting angry and standing up and arguing and fighting with each other. And we've got to do that. And I also want to give some praise once again to Baba Hakima. And this is related to everything we talked about tonight. But he wrote, yes, he's so many things. He's powerful messages he continues to bring to us. He said, the greatest waste of time is to be busy doing the wrong thing. In the context of African liberation, if our will, activity, and resources are not directed at building and maintaining systems and institutions that seek to position us as sovereign, then by default, we serve another and not ourselves, and this would surely be a tragic waste of time and other resources. And so living the Nutricide lifestyle is a tragic waste of time and other resources, a tragic waste of my time if I ingested that, and it would be a tragic waste of others that's connected with me and resources, including what you're doing to the planet and the universe. So kidney dialysis, absolutely, based on God, the universe, and nature, absolutely is not necessary. It ain't in nothing in no universal or natural order. And we should do away with it. But when we do, if we did away with it completely tomorrow and nutrified ourselves, the pollution, not just of our bodies, our blood, and all of this stuff, but also the planet and all of this paraphernalia and plastic pieces and junk and microplastics and tainted blood and on, that's got toxins that's part of what they run through your body, blood system, we will get free of and stop having such a tragic waste of time and other resources.
And, I think that's important what you just said, Brother Sermon, because we don't even, our programming is such that that is not a consideration for most of us.
You're so right.
I mean, we have people who expect that once they reach a certain age, they will be spending a lot of time in doctor's offices or, you know, in hospital or whatever. They expect to be sick, and they even, you know, the idea of health insurance, you know, you get a good job with health benefits and health insurance. So when you get sick, you know, so people are programming themselves, when I get sick or when my children get sick or whatever, that's the path they are, they see themselves going down, you know. So like you said, it's a waste of resources, because what else could you be thinking of doing if you weren't thinking about when you get sick?
Yeah, you're so right. And I thank you, Sister Hugh, for being so wise and keen in your thinking, because many, many people never think of what effect it's having on the planet overall, including big waste that's affecting the waters and the insects and bees and the earthworms, but it's affecting us too, because these microplastics, it's all over the place. It's all by millions of pounds, I'm sure, the result of living a nutricide lifestyle. And we could go back to being in touch with the creative energies and with the universe and nature, and nature will say, oh, thank you. Let us get back to our natural self, be back in stride again with our natural self. And sisters and brothers, just imagine how amazing it would feel to have our own grocery stores in our own farms, in our own healing centers instead of just hospitals, our own schools that wouldn't be deceiving us and lying to us, and our own banks. It's there, and Brother Anke was telling you, you know, about it from the cooperative economics perspective. It's there. And we must, to correct the Nutricide, change our path away from the Nutricide lifestyle, we must invest in freedom. And I'm looking at a picture that says invest in freedom, but it's showing rows and rows of farmland that's been planted, and that's freedom. And recently I saw an image that says the original freedom was land, because when we originally were living totally off of the land, when we cultivated food and harvested food, maintained it and harvested the food, it didn't require dollar bills to be constantly exchanged. We had freedom until the invaders came. And we've got to correct that. And in the process of, we were agreeing earlier that we've got to nutrify our thinking, our mindset in all areas. And one is to have a place to go, having a place to go to find comfort, for that's important for our health. And to go to nature is a place to find comfort. To go to nature where you can go and meditate and do yoga and have some solitude, just you and nature and the sun, is extremely valuable. I know of a brother that his family have had 200-plus acres of land for 200 or 300 years. And from time to time, he tells his family, he said, I'm going out back. He said, y'all know where I'm going. And just, you know what I'm going to do, and just leave me alone. But he's going out there, and he's going to take off all of his clothes and let the sun shine on his entire body from head to toe, which is proper and nourishing and healing. But I love the fact that he's got a piece of freedom that his family have had for 200 or 300 years, and he's maintaining it. So invest in that freedom of the land, freedom to get out in the sunshine and let it shine all over us. And we got to do that because when we've got that medically minded thinking and we also engage in that nutricide lifestyle, a brother, Brother KT, wrote about and spoke about it, natural light helps students with ADHD. And he went on to talk about a study was done in a particular school where there were children that were said to have ADHD. And they watched their behavior, and they were uncalm in their behavior throughout the school day. And what they did in that classroom, they put cameras in, but they changed the lights. They opened up the blinds. They let more daylight come in. He didn't mention it, but I'm sure that part of it was also to take them outside, like children must have every day. All of us need to have outside exposure. And when they changed the lighting, opened the blinds, changed the bulbs, full-spectrum bulbs and things like that, some of the children that were otherwise running wild every day just quieted down. It was like a totally new child. And that was because some of this ADHD and other so-called illnesses is the result of living a nutricide lifestyle out of order with nature and the universe, which includes the sun. And we can correct that, and we got to break free of all of the medical-minded foolishness. And we've got to take it real, real serious. He also wrote a piece about bottled water contains chemicals as part of the plasticizing process of making bottles and other plastic things. And, it's, and if I got, if I'm pronouncing the word correctly, it starts with a P. It's phthalates. And these chemicals are used to enhance the durability of plastics. However, their presence in our food has raised concerns. Studies have shown that constant consumption of these phthalates, if I have the correction, the pronunciation correct, can lead to a condition called hypogonadism, where young males may develop abnormally smaller testicles and penises. This can have dramatic effects on reproduction, causing infertility and defects, while also impacting male psychology as they grow older. And interestingly, this issue resonates with a conspiracy depicted in the movie Black Dynamite. In the film, a government-backed scheme involved adding a specific chemical to a malt liquor called Anaconda, predominantly consumed in black communities. This chemical caused shrinkage of male genitalia, aiming to affect the birth rate and reproduce in reproduction within the black community, a form of genetic genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Nutritional genocide, genetic genocide. We've got to be serious and break free of doing the wrong thing, people. And nature and the universe has what we need, and we need to have our own facilities. Two brothers were talking recently, one of them a medical doctor that had gone and done academically very well from this medically minded thing of being a medical doctor, and he just found himself not content with what he was prescribing and suggesting to his patients. And he got out of it, and so now he's traveling the world, and he's got his own farm and his own produce and products and things like that. But they were talking about bacon. The bacon in U.S. and pork products is banned in 160 countries. They won't allow these pork products to come from the U.S. in their country. And then he went on to talk about there's chemicals that they put in the animal feed, and these chemicals are causing illnesses to the animals, but also to the people. And then the next thing he talked about was about corn. The corn, U.S. corn, is banned in 130 other countries. They won't allow it in. And in the corn is a pesticide called anthrazine. Anthrazine is a chemical that probably more than one company produces. One of them is called Syngenta. But anthrazine, as when they studied it, and one of the studies was done by Professor Tyrone Hayes, a brother, Tyrone Hayes, you can look this up. And the anthrazine was causing a chemical castration of a male frogs. It changed it. It changed his the hormone. I'm trying to search for the word, but it caused a chemical castration where this frog could now born as a male frog could now have the organisms and the body parts to be also a female frog and give birth to other frogs without having contact with any other frog, like a male frog or a female frog. And it's, as I said, the chemical is called anthrazine, and it's in lots of farmland, and but it causes chemical castration. And the it's known that this chemical that whatever the minimum danger level of this chemical, what is being put on the corn and in the waterways that, that they use to water these the, these plants is 3,000 times higher than what the U.S. Book on what's the safe amount. It's 3,000 times the safe amount. And these are things that we need to look at. And so, as I said, it will convert a male frog into a female frog.
Mm-hmm.
And we,
and, you know,
so,
we have to consider all of these things when we look at the so-called LBG, you know, all those alphabet people.
Yes.
Because
yes.
They, many of them have spent their whole lives under these chemicals.
That's right.
And also, too, we don't know what's in the, you know, like the prenatal vitamins that they insist their parents, that the women
that's,
take, or the pregnant,
that's right.
the pregnant mother. We don't know what any of this stuff is and what it does. But I am thinking that that has a lot to do with the biological confusion, because the brain is not developed properly either.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And see, that low-down, dirty scheme that you're talking about, including chemical castration, because Tyrone Hayes now, when he talked about the chemical castration, is going beyond the frogs. He said there's lots of babies being born that have had a chemical castration done to their bodies and make them into something that they otherwise wouldn't have. And then some of the arguments and disagreements that people have with these groups is into unnatural sex, I'd say it like that. These ones that have that chemical castration, they didn't create it. It was done chemically. And so the nature has so many things for us. And it's just like, I believe it's cilantro, if I'm correct, is a plant in its raw form. Cilantro will help you. It studies proves that cilantro can remove on average 87% lead, 91% mercury, and 74% aluminum from the body. And talking about the mercury, the lead, the aluminum coming from unnatural sources, including canned foods and soda cans, and even but you mix the cilantro with activated charcoal and do a heavy metal detox. And activated charcoal is something that should be in our first aid kit, because activated charcoal, there are certain poisons that you can shouldn't be ingested, but if you did, that if you had activated charcoal, if you could get that down into your body, the activated charcoal immediately starts absorbing up toxins and hold on to them and get them to pass out of the body. So this is talking about mixing cilantro powder with activated charcoal. And so there's something that now people need to do the research on, but it's there to help us to break free of the metal, toxic, heavy metal ingestion. And before the time runs out, family, I thank you all of the family. Thank you, Sister Q. Thank you, Brother Auntie, and all of the listening audience, you know, by telephone and by the internet all over the planet. You don't want to leave and just stop with this, and then Sister Q will close us out. The word is, at some point, you have to transcend the game and not even play it altogether. Because though you may win sometimes, you understand that the game is fundamentally designed for you to lose. So the only way to truly win is to elevate beyond the game so much that you're no longer a part of it. I'm going to read that again. So the only way to truly win is to elevate beyond the game so much that you are no longer a part of it. Sisters and brothers, break free, neutrify, and break totally free from the the nutricide lifestyle. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you so much, sister.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Sermon. We want to thank everyone that joined us for this evening's discussion. We want to invite you all to join us again next Thursday evening at 9 o'clock Eastern Time for another installment of Dare to Win. Peace.
Oh, yeah. I think it's time I let you know.